You recognize that sound? Not if you're under 40. Taking care of some administrative things today, and as I was knocking about, I found about a minute and a half of late 1970s audio from that comedy your grandparents used to watch, glowing as the light went down and the big box TV was on. Barney Miller was really a well-written show, but this clip, the guy in question, is supposed to be crazy. Now, I wonder if the TV writers were just 60s carryovers or ahead of their time, or maybe that acid did pierce some forward time travel. Fictional crazies of the past, almost warning us of the future sometimes, like Paul Harvey in that clip, If I Were the Devil. Take a listen to Barney Miller, played by the late Hal Linden, and Sergeant Arthur P. Dietrich, played by the late Steve Landsberg, as they listen to a recent arrest who was attempting a 60s-like disturbance of Davos. Mr. Klein, the arrestee, is played by none other than Jeffrey Tambor, long before any of his own personal controversies. Here's the sound.
I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
Yeah, but that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here.
Conspiracy Review? Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Oddly, AI helps to find these sorts of analog clips. Clips of old TV, often long forgotten, written by real humans who perhaps saw things and were trying to warn us of our futures. AI finding it, but AI taking the form of sometimes clairvoyant humans who had the audacity to take risks, write boldly, and then tell us stories between commercials for 30 minutes at a time. I, but not AI. And reminding us that while there are plenty of conspiracy theories now, those over 70 remember the days when the world was full of them, enough to discuss at the office, at the water cooler, the night after a TV episode of Barney Miller jostled the minds of all the night before. More later.